State Representative Jeremy Moss was elected last fall to the District 35 seat in the Michigan House, and that's based in Southfield. It's a mild surprise that he replaces the member he worked for, Rudy Hobbs. But maybe the even bigger surprise is that Jeremy graduated from Michigan State University and the School of Journalism not quite 7 years ago. It's a pleasure to welcome State Representative Jeremy Moss to Kern State.
Thanks, Sue. And I kind of want to have this inclination to call you Professor Carter as you're my instructor here for two classes here in the Comm Arts building.
You know, it was a joy to have you in class. And of the many students that I've had the privilege of instructing, you really stick out in my mind.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But Jeremy, where did your interest in politics begin?
You know, I can't even think of a time where I wasn't interested. The news with Peter Jennings was always on when I was growing up at the dinner table. And, you know, this interest, I was 6 years old during the 1992 presidential campaign and just remember following it, just remember taking an interest in it. I think when kids my age were kind of following the Lions or other sport teams, I was really following that 92 election. And then the summer in between kindergarten and first grade, we took a family trip to Washington, D.C., and it just further ingrained this passion for public service, for politics, that has resulted in me serving in the House today.
Now, as I recall, we had a conversation not too long ago that summer trip was inspired not by your mom, by your dad, but by the 6-year-old.
Right. That's right. I think that my parents saw me as a very young kid, very interested in that presidential race, that next summer, that first year that Bill Clinton took office, we planned a family trip to Washington, D.C., because I had that high level of interest already.
Okay, so we got Disney World, Washington,
that's
Disney
right,
World.
That's right. I was the kid that knew all the presidents in order at the age of 6 or 7.
Oh, that's great. How does journalism fit into this, Jeremy?
Accountability and transparency in what we do. I really do believe, coming out of this journalism program, that the media and the press is a branch of government, an unofficial branch of government.
The fourth estate, we call it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So I think, I treat that, it's that mindset that I have and that I've taken with me to the State House to make sure that people know how their taxpayer dollars are spent and that we're held accountable in Lansing.
Jeremy, you were an intern and then later an aide to Representative Hobbs.
Yeah.
Now you're an elected representative yourself. Are there surprises? I mean, you've been around the Capitol for a good decade.
That's right. That's right. You know, I've sat at every desk in that office. I was an intern for Rep. Paul Condino from Southfield when I was one of your students. I was a district director for Rep. Rudy Hobbs, who went on to run for another office and let a vacant seat open. And I was on the Southfield City Council.
Right.
And I thought, you know, because of term limits, the relationships that I have in Lansing now would make me most effective starting that first day. So, in terms of what's the difference between being on staff or being in the House, I think that any staffer is fully qualified, having been in Lansing, to do the ins and outs of this job.
We talk about institutional memory, and indeed it often resides in the staffers more so than
Absolutely.
The representatives and senators who are term limited. Thanks in part to Senator Joe Mack and Representative Jacobelli from the UP. It's term limited, so let me touch on that. You'll be term limited in what?
6 years.
If you get reelected.
I'll be 34, looking for a job.
Not quite old enough to run for president.
Not old enough to run for president, but banned from serving another day in the Michigan House of Representatives.
What do you think about term limits as they stand, the length of our term limits in Michigan?
You know, it was good in theory. You know, we don't want these people serving for an eternity. But I think the people have the power to institute term limits with their vote. And we've seen across the country people who have served in office for a long time being quote-unquote term limited because, you know, they just weren't accountable to their constituency. Senator Richard Lugar in Indiana lost a race after decades. Senator Tom Daschle in the Dakotas lost a race. So I think the people have the power to limit terms. And as far as what it's done in Lansing, there's no relationship building. There's there's a lack of trust because, you know, you only have a certain amount of time to get to know somebody before it's time to run for re-election. And maybe they're running for a different office. Maybe somebody else is coming in to take their seat. So it's really hampered relationship building and trust. And I think that's why we have such a fractured atmosphere in Lansing.
And it's worth noting that for federal offices, except for the president, vice president, there are not term limits.
That's right. That's right. And again, if you're not accountable to the people that you serve, you're not going to get reelected.
And I remember commenting about the constitutional limit on presidential terms. It was directed at Roosevelt.
That's right.
And the view was that those who implemented the or proposed the constitutional amendment aimed for Roosevelt but shot Eisenhower in the foot.
That's right.
Because,
that's right.
You know, Eisenhower likely would have won a third term.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, if you're doing a good job and the people want you to be their voice at the state capitol, I don't think it serves anybody to prevent somebody who's doing a good job to continue to serve.
Speaking of serving, the committees that you're on, can you talk about as a first term legislator in the House?
Sure.
Which committees you're on?
So I serve as the top Democrat on the local government committee after having served about 3-4 years on the Southfield City Council before running for the state House. So my passion is in local government. I think that there was no other position that was closer to the people that I represented, that I had a day-to-day interaction with my constituency than being on city council. So I'm happy to take the fight of locals here in Lansing. And then I also serve on the Commerce and Trade Committee. Back home in Southfield, 2/3 of our tax base is commercial. We live and breathe with what happens with the greater economy in greater Detroit. So commerce and trade is right there in my skill set and the Regulatory Reform Committee.
Our guest on Current State is State Representative Jeremy Moss, who represents the 35th District in the Michigan House, and he is a Democrat from Southfield. How does being young, Jeremy, how does that help?
I think it helps a lot. I got the energy to do this job, so
that's
one
right.
of it.
The energy word.
That's part of it. There were four new state representatives that were elected this past time around that are under the age of 30. Two of us are Democrats and two of us are Republicans. And, you know, I'm actually the oldest of the group. You know, at 28, I'm the senior member of the representatives in their 20s. And I just think we bring this perspective of how are we going to attract young people to stay in Michigan or come and plant their roots in Michigan. We've lost population over the last decade, and we're the only state to lose population in the last census. So the biggest struggle I think we're going to tackle as a legislature is how are we going to attract and retain the next generation of Michiganders to keep our state and our economy thriving.
Part of Detroit was destroyed, in a sense, from the downtown, and the regrowth is coming from the downtown. We no longer call it the Cass Corridor. That's an expanding area, Midtown. Do you see that extension up Michigan 10, up Lawser, up Woodward Avenue?
Absolutely. There's this inbound migration. You know, in the 80s, 90s, I think people loved sprawl and wanted to get further in the Metro Detroit area, wanted to get further north and further west. I think that the days of sprawl, as my county executive would put it, are over, and that people want to come back toward densely developed neighborhoods. We saw this on the city council level, that we needed to have mixed-use zoning. We needed to have shops, restaurants, eateries, and residential space all in the same zoning because that was what was meeting the needs of my generation. So, yeah, we've seen this inbound migration from the far-out suburbs back into the inner cores, and it helps the growth of Detroit, but it's also helping those inner-ring suburbs like Southfield have a renaissance as well.
Proximity, being able to walk, it also means maybe better mass transit.
Absolutely. I had a friend that took a job interview in Southfield and took a job interview in Washington, D.C., and she lived in Lansing. This is a few years ago. And she went to D.C., and part of the reason why she chose D.C. over somewhere in-state, which was probably the more convenient option, is that she didn't have to take a car with her to D.C. And whenever her work sent her somewhere that was far enough that she needed to drive, the work rent the car for her. We need to escape from this auto-dominant culture and really invest in public transit, because we're going to attract those millennials that don't want to make that large investment and have to deal with not only gas costs, but with our roads, maintenance costs of the vehicle.
Good point. Maintenance of roads, and there is a ballot proposal coming up in May. What is your view of that?
We can't cut our way to the $1.3 billion that is needed annually to maintain our roads here in Michigan. This proposal isn't perfect, but it's the closest thing we will get to a fix, not only for the last decade, but in the next decade to come. And I'm talking to my locals. We did a presentation in the Southfield City Council meeting last Monday night, and the City Council realized that this is the fix that's needed. And they want safe roads for everybody in their community, and they're going to be putting out a promotional piece to our residents in Southfield about why this is needed. We got to generate revenue, and this was the best way to do it without an exorbitant increase to the gas tax or slashing funds of revenue sharing to local communities. So it's not perfect, but we can't wait for the perfect fix, because it doesn't exist.
A lot of us will vote. But we'll be, scratching that, making that mark or turning that lever and kind of closing our eyes.
That's right. I think that with all the special interests on both sides advocating yes or no, it's going to be the condition of our roads on May 5th that will dictate how people vote. And when I was going door to door last year, in May of 2014, I'm confident that Michigan residents would have voted to pass this. So now only 365 days of more wear and tear is going to make us realize we need good roads, safe roads in our state.
And if anybody finds that hubcap that's missing off
my
front,
is it yours?
That's
okay.
Mine. We're talking with State Representative Jeremy Moss. And Jeremy, as a gay man in the legislature, any rough spots that you've hit?
Not really. So there hasn't been an out elected official in the state of Michigan since Chris Kolb was term limited. Again, another problem with term limits is they were losing the diversity. Not only was Chris Kolb term limited, but we're at an all time low for women. Women have been term limited out of the legislature. Now there are two of us. We have an LGBT caucus, I think, for the first time in Michigan's history. And I think that people who have come to Lansing without a knowledge of who gay people are, and that their concerns are just as anybody else's in this state. I think that that's the best exposure I can give to the gay community in Lansing.
A quick touch on social media, a couple of seconds left. How important is it to your ability to function as a legislator?
Oh, it's incredibly important, and that's kind of the new mode of communication. If you can fit something in 140 characters, it can go far and wide, and so it's a critical piece toward communicating with people around the world now. You're not even talking to the 90,000 residents that I represent. I'm talking to anybody who has an interest in what goes on in Lansing and what I'm able to get out.
And it matters.
And it matters.
It matters worldwide.
Yeah.
What a pleasure to visit with you again.
It was good to see you again. It's great. It's great to be back here at MSU.
That's right. You know this building well.
I do.
A pleasure to have you. State Representative Jeremy Moss, District 35, which is takes in Southfield.
That's right.
And newly elected, and we'll be watching your career, and we're very proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being with us on Current State.